sent you flowers again?
Yes, he sent these yesterday.
Curry, he must work at a funeral home.
He does not work at a funeral home.
That's the only way you can get flowers every day. He stole them off old man Jenkins' casket. I know that. I see them flowers at his funeral.
That is not true. He sends me something after every date.
Well, what you giving him on these dates? You got to be doing something. You kissing?
There's nothing wrong with kissing.
Cora, next thing you know, pregnant. You went on a date yesterday. What'd he get you today?
Get the door.
I'm coming. Stop ringing that doorbell like that. Cora, it's a rat. Get the trap.
Oh, my dear, I want you near. Please say you'll be my boo. I think you're neat. I think you're sweet. I'm really nuts for you. Love, Russell.
Cora, why Russell want me to be his boo? Because he on the down low. I never saw him when he on the down low. Yes, he is.
I think the squirrel is for me, Mr. Brown.
Are you Cora Simmons?
Yes, I am.
Well, I can't sing the song again. I'm all out of nuts.
Well, that's okay. Thank you so much.
You a boy squirrel and you ain't got no nuts. I need peanuts.
Hey, it's customary to tip the squirrel.
Oh, yes. No, Cora, I got it. You want tip? Okay, I got a tip for you. Next time you come, bring more of these nuts, raccoon.
Squirrel, you idiot.
You look like a raccoon.
Russell, he's so original. He just keeps doing things to surprise me. Oh,
Cora.
Yeah.
Stop dream dead.
Daydreaming,
whatever, it's the same. You don't know him like that. Cora, you so gullible. You slow. Come here. Cora, I got to teach you about the birds and the bees. Did I ever tell you?
Yes, I know about the birds and the bees.
Nah, that was the snake and the other stuff. This, Cora, these gonna teach. Back up on my lap.
Sit down.
Go slow, Cora. Wait, don't go. Whoa. Back up slow. Go, Cora. Whoa! You can't just bounce like that, girl. Look, you done made my leg limp, Cora.
It's okay.
Cora, you got to watch him.
What? Watch who?
Because he'll try to take your money.
Who?
Russell.
Mr. Brown, I don't have any money.
What? Girl, look around, Cora. All of this, have you ever seen one of these?
No.
This is an antique. This is vintage. Vintage. Yes. And when I die, you gonna inherit all of this. Didn't somebody tell you that it's bad luck to walk around the house with a ladder?
I think that's walking under a ladder, Mr. Brown. I gotta go to the front yard. Apparently the neighbor's dog chased a huge squirrel up our tree.
Be careful, he ain't got no nuts.
Call Russell and thank him?
No.
There is a 2-day waiting period.
Cary Grant is still waiting for my call.
Ulysses S. Grant is still waiting for your call.
I don't care about that.
What's in his basket?
Miss Edna, we've only been on a few days.
Girl, what are you waiting for? I check out what's in a man's basket in the first few hours.
Russell is not that kind of guy. He's dating me the old-fashioned way. He's taking it slow.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't date old guys with old names like Walter and Reuben. Give me a Hakeem or a Deontay with some Tim's on.
Slow can be sweet. I remember taking a canoe ride with Marlon. That was sweet. But he kept calling me Stella.
Last time somebody called me Stella, I was there getting my groove back.
What are you laughing about? What were we laughing for?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Brown. Nothing, just women talk.
Girls talk.
When I walk in the room and 4 ladies laughing, it's something wrong. Something is up.
You should be used to it.
Mr. Brown, we're just talking about Cora's new boyfriend.
Yes, Russell.
Oh, that's Russell. I'll get the door.
No. You will not act desperate.
Brown.
What? Do I look like your butler?
Yes, you do.
Looking like a carrot. Russell, I'm glad you're here, because it's too much testosterone in here. Good to see you.
You glad I'm here?
Yeah.
Hi, Russell.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Russell.
Looking good there, Miss Sutton.
Hello, Russell. Thank you for the squirrel gram.
You are very welcome. But next time, I'm going to get in a suit and come and deliver it myself.
Ooh, I love a freak.
Would you like to get a bite to eat?
No, ain't nobody biting nothing.
Yes, I would. Let me get my purse.
Oh, honey, you won't be needing that.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Russell.
Bye.
Bye, Russell.
Thank you, Sam. Excuse us.
Did you see him look at me?
No.
Don't nobody want you.
Oh, come on, don't hate.
You know what? I'm glad he at least a nice young man.
Yeah, well, you better get used to it, because she's going to be gone out that door in a while.
I'd better start planning the wedding shower.
I'll be the bachelorette party planner. I still got some stripping numbers.
I can hire the wedding planner.
Ain't nobody hiring nothing, because Carter ain't getting married. They just met, and y'all trying to get her married. Oh. Colonel, you okay? What's wrong?
Take this away from me.
What's the matter?
I don't drink no more.
I don't drink either, Colonel.
I just saw a giant rat in a tree outside my window.
See Russell.
There he is on the bench, but shouldn't they be closer together by now?
Oh, good. She's playing hard to get, just like Jack Lemmon and Some Like It Hot.
This is so boring. They're just talking.
Why is everybody looking out the window?
They're watching Corey and Russell sparking on the porch. Bunch of peeping Thomasinos.
Oh, you ought to be ashamed of you. Move out of the window. Move. Watch them peep. Y'all, just... let me see. Let that man touch my daughter. Carter!
They're only holding hands.
Well, $10 says he kisses her.
Oh, look. Don't do it, Carter. Don't do it.
Oh. He just kissed her on the hand.
Oh, what a wuss.
No. That's a player move, Colonel. First you put the hand on the neck, and then you move it down around to...
Edna!
Sorry, I just went to heaven for a little while.
No, ain't nobody kissing nothing on Cora. Cora just resting her head on his shoulder.
Oh! Wake up and smell the coffee, Brian. Before you know it, those two will be flying off to Acapulco, and you'll be left here to rot like the rest of us. Have a nice night.
You won? You lose.
I'm hungry anyway.
Sore loser. Come on. Fix you guys something to eat.
Are you kidding? You couldn't even fix his bike yesterday. Hey, everyone.
Ooh. Wow. That's a nice dress.
So how was your day?
It was terrible.
Good. You want to go on a better one?
Maybe. Oh, anyway, guys, I came with some great news. Do you two remember Mr. and Mrs. Turner?
They had that dog named King.
Yeah, they were the best foster parents we ever had.
What?
No offense.
Well, they just moved into a huge new house with a pool, a game room, a big backyard. And the best part is, they want to adopt you.
Yes.
Wow.
This is so awesome. Our last name's gonna be Turner.
Come on, let's go tell everybody.
Oh, isn't this great news?
Wow, yeah, the kids are really excited. And
We are too, right?
Yeah, no, it's too sudden.
But Sasha, you knew it would only be temporary.
Oh, maybe I wanted it to be permanent.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Are you serious?
I'm gonna let you two talk, okay?
Okay.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, see you. Babe, what are you talking about? I thought you didn't want to adopt.
Okay, well, I didn't until I got to know them. Well, it was starting to feel like we were a real family.
But, sweetheart, they have a family, the Turners. I mean, look how excited they were, but I don't think there's anything we can do.
So what, that's it? You just want to let them leave?
But I don't think we have any choice.
Well, honey, I think we do. Look, I am not ready to let them go.
So what do you want to do?
I don't know. Whatever it takes.
I think you just took me to that movie so I could just hold on to you.
Yeah, but it worked, didn't it? Boo. Now come hold on to me.
Hey! I thought I seen you two out here.
What is it?
I can't believe you got my daughter out here in this cold.
It's not cold.
Put this on, Cora.
It's not cold.
It is cold.
It is not
yes,
cold.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Well, maybe Russell cold. Here.
No, I was fine, Mr. Brown.
Oh. What y'all talking about?
Nothing. Just talking.
Well, go home if y'all ain't talking about nothing.
You need to talk. We could...
You can... What? What was you about to do before I walked up? Because your mouth was open like a fish. And you standing here looking at her. What y'all about to do?
Well, we were just talking.
Well, how you gonna talk with your mouth open and ain't nothing happening? Is y'all...
Well, it was about to come out.
It was about to come out. You were just talking.
It was
lie.
About...
So where y'all go?
To the movies.
What y'all see?
Bride in Love.
Yes, Bride in Love.
Bride in Love.
Yes, sir.
What y'all eat at the movies?
I had popcorn.
I had two hot dogs.
How many hot dogs you had, Cora?
I didn't eat.
She didn't. None.
I didn't.
You a lie. You just a lie. Because Cora always eating hot dogs, so I know you a lie.
I wouldn't lie about that.
You like her?
Yeah, she's nice.
You like him?
Yeah.
Cora, go in the house and get me something to drink. I need to talk to him.
Russell, would you like something to drink?
Yes, baby. Thank you.
Hey, she ain't your baby. Cora, full grown if you can't see.
I can see that.
Now, you, what's your intentions for my daughter?
I don't know.
You stuttered, so you finna lie.
I don't know, sir. We just met.
Look, if you and Cora get married, you gonna carry over the threshold?
Yeah.
You can carry Cora over the threshold. You that strong? If you carry me, if you can carry me, you can carry Cora. You can't even carry me over the threshold. How you figure you gonna carry Cora? What you trying to do with my daughter?
We're gonna figure out something.
Is you trying to get my daughter pregnant? You plotting on me?
Mr. Brown?
You better not be trying to get her pregnant, because Cora is practicing absence. Absence. You got a problem with the way I talk?
No, sir. No, I just didn't know what you meant by absence.
You think you know everything, don't you?
No.
You think you got lawyer brain where you can just come in and try to tell everybody what they trying to talk. You trying to tell me what I'm talking about.
I'm not a lawyer.
You know everything. You got the answer for everything, don't you? Listen, see if you know this. If Craig and them had 10 apples and he gave Susie and May 5 apples and Craig stopped by Jerome's house, who is Craig? Don't ask me no questions.
Hold on.
Don't call Carver. You scared? Can you fight? Because you're going to have to fight. We're going to jump you in. I'm going to call my dear Cora's mama, and I'm going to make her jump you in. You're going to get jumped into this family. You don't just get married. You get jumped in.
Madea is Cora's mother.
You heard of Madea?
Yeah.
Madea whoop everybody on our block. And we staying on the toughest block. On Cora, come here, tell them about your mama.
What's going on out here? I hear all the shouting. What's going on?
Corey, hit your dad.
He hit me.
He hit me. Cause look, he just hit me again. You hit my soul.
Baby, I didn't.
Corey, my arms. Look, he done.
Mr. Brown.
Corey, he done hurt your dad. Corey,
you all right?
Corey, he done hurt your dad.
Okay, calm down. Just calm down. Now, what's going on? Here you go.
Thank you, baby.
Here you go. Here. Now, tell me, what is it?
Corey, I tell you what's going on. You're going to marry him. You're going to move to Alabama. Y'all going to have a whole bunch of kids. Y'all going to move in a double wide. And y'all going to call it a condom.
Whoa.
I'm not talking to you. I said I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you, Carver. You zip.
Mr. Brown, please just...
What?
Tell me what's going on. What?
This right here is not the man for you.
Can I talk to you, please?
Coral, please.
What's all this? What is this about?
Corey, you ain't gonna come back to see your daddy.
Is this what this all about? You think you're gonna lose me? Mr. Brown.
Yeah?
You're my dad. I love you. And I'll always be here for you.
We'll always be your daddy.
Yes. You'll always be my dad, okay? But I think you owe Russell an apology, okay?
Okay, Corey.
All right, you gonna apologize?
Okay, Corey.
Okay, all right.
Russell?
What are you doing?
Corey gone. We was getting along so well. I just talked to him about getting your engagement ring. But he gone. Goodbye.
You always mess up everything.
Ah, Carver, stop crying. I'll bake you something.
So I heard the Turners are wonderful. But I'm really gonna miss you guys.
I'm gonna miss you too. Oh.
Well, hey, Ms. Martinez said you guys can come and visit anytime you want.
But it's not the same.
Oh, that's Miss Martinez. Okay, I'll get the door.
Okay.
Y'all take your time.
What's going on, you guys? I don't understand. You seemed so much more excited yesterday.
We don't want to go.
Okay, well, what changed your mind?
We're tired of people telling us where to live. We want to stay with you.
Yeah. Why can't you guys be our parents?
Well, that's a complicated process.
Well, we thought you wanted to stay with the Turners.
We did, but we like it here better.
Yeah, let's go tell Miss Martinez we don't want to go.
Okay, well, I don't think it's that simple, but we can try.
Okay, guys. Time to go.
Miss Martinez.
Quiet, son. There's something we must do before you go. Brianne, Jacqueline, front center.
My name's Joaquin.
I want to give you something to remember me by. This is a picture of a great American soldier.
Thing.
Brianna, I want you to be comfortable with your new family, so I'm giving you my favorite, softest titty.
No!
Bam.
Okay, so if you guys ever get in a jam and you need some money, just use this. Mr. Platinum.
I can't accept this.
I can.
Daddy pays it off every month, so no worries.
Here, take these. And if you ever want to return, just click your heels together 3 times and say, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home."
The Wicked Witch is coming. The Wicked Witch is coming.
Oh, Toto!
Hey, little man. Learn how to work with your hands and always be strong. There you go. Give that shoe to your sister.
I just miss you already. Oh! Oh! I guess we get the rams off the trap. Get my children out of here! Get them out!
Oh. Okay, kid, it's time to go.
Miss Martinez, we don't want to go.
Oh, sweetheart, we have to go. The Turners are waiting for you.
Do we have a say in this?
The Turners are waiting, Grandma.
Okay, hey, kids. It's gonna be okay, all right? Come on. Go ahead with Miss Martinez, all right?
Okay.
You gonna be good?
Okay. Come
on. I'll be on here. Here you go.
Bye.
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 Where are we going?
We're gonna go get our kids.
Oh, yes! 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 Yes!
Yes! Hey!
Where y'all gonna sleep? Y'all gotta move them in y'all ass. What I'm gonna do with two more kids? Where we gonna put two more kids? We gotta get on Wick.